hearing with regard to the objection of Lowell Hyatt against the candidacy of Sammy Hall. As I recall, Your Honor, and we would ask the participants if they have anything further to say. Of course, I understand you will do that, but you instructed me to find a case to support the state statute that I had quoted with regard to the next preceding election. And of course there is such a case, and I have it before me, and with your permission, I'd like to read the decision.
Permission granted.
Thank you very much.
That's from Star Trek. Permission granted.
Yes.
Or from a courtroom, one or two.
This is Shadow versus Crutchfield, 2017 Ill. App. Second, 17012-U. That is the site that was given. And in this case, it was the objector was a gentleman by the name of Shadow. And he insisted that there were not sufficient signatures because the signatures were not of the preceding election. But he maintained that because the candidacy had to do with mayor, the last time the mayor had run was 4 years before. So that because it was a specific office, I think this is analogous to what you are being asked to decide, that the objector said that the number of signatures required would be 4 years ago, not the last general consolidated election of 2 years. So I will read to you the court's analysis. We are not persuaded by Shadle's observation that the 2013 election was more similar to the 2017 election, and because it is a similar type of election, it provides a better baseline. This is a variant of an argument that the board has already rejected, that the 2013 election involved a mayoral election, and because it is a similar type of election, it provides a better baseline. Requiring a prospective candidate to look back and to choose the election most similar to the one in which he or she seeks entry in order to determine the number of signatures needed would lead to confusion and uncertainty. Similarly, we are not convinced by Shadow's argument that the General Assembly had meant to base the number of signatures required on an election at which only one citywide officer was elected. It could have easily said so. The legislature could have just as easily specified it, yet it excluded such elections. Where the legislatures did neither, we affirm the board's decision to err on the side of ballot access. We reject Shadle's argument that 10-13, the very statute I quoted, mandates use of the 2030 election. So that there is case support of the specific terminology of the statute, that it's the last preceding election and not one where there was a similarity in the candidacy, which I believe was your argument, Mr. Hall.
Yeah, go ahead, please, if you want to.
You know, so what I'm kind of understanding with what is, so you're saying it doesn't, what I'm understanding what you said is that it should have been the mayoral year.
It should have been the last preceding election. Shadle's argument was that because a mayor was running this time, it was City of Freeport, the last time he ran was 4 years. The court said we reject that argument. It would be very confusing then as to what would be the baseline if you were able, A, to choose, or B, to go back to only the elections where there was a specific candidacy.
I can see that. Now, the confusion said, don't the people who voted for the person at the beginning of the election cycle deserve to see how that goes, so that once the 4 years is up, that group of people should be the ones counted?
And the court said no.
In that case,
that group of people, as a general rule, it upheld 10-3.
Excuse me, I can't get both of you talking at the same time, so you need to let her finish her statement before you interrupt.
The court supported the literal interpretation of 10-3 in that it is the last preceding election. It is not the election of similarity of the office.
Did you, the part you read, was that the highlighted part?
The rest of it was on a different issue, yes.
Okay, yeah, can we see that?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I've come across this a few times, the part in here, if the General Assembly had meant to base the number of signatures required on the election, of which only one citywide officer was elected, it would have done so. In different cases, the state has very clearly in the legislature, they are specific or they are not intentionally. And in this case, that appears to be the literal interpretation of next proceeding.
Correct. It is the next preceding election. There's more analysis in the case. The case is at least 5 pages long, and it does say and suggest that if that were the case, that a candidate could possibly choose which election to go back to, just like you've chosen one of 4 years ago based on the fact that that was the last time somebody voted. But it wasn't. There was a vote on Ward 4 2 years ago. In any event, the court says because the next preceding election was a vote open to the candidates running in the, in this case, city of Freeport, that it was the next preceding election.
Was this appealed, do you know?
My records show no appeal of it, no.
I have a question.
Okay.
I don't think I should ask this. The clause here,
mm-hmm.
We affirm the board's decision to err on the side of ballot access.
Yes.
Could that be interpreted to say the lesser of the two?
No. That is that the objector was objecting to the petitions of a candidate, potential candidate. And you always, unless it's emphatically obvious, you always side on the error of allowing access to the ballot. The number of signatures, however, is black and white.
So that's what you would call emphatically obvious?
I would say absolutely emphatically obvious.
Okay.
An inadequate number of signatures has never been overturned, ever.
So okay. When it comes to the election cycle to be used, Shadle versus Crutchfield, we are to use the next proceeding, which is
2 years ago.
2 years ago. So it is the 21 election cycle data. Which?
No, 23 election data.
Correct.
I'm sorry. Thank you. The 23 election cycle information,
right.
Of which we have certified information from the county, and of which would mean that the petitioner, the candidate, does not have sufficient signatures for that.
That is what I believe the record shows.
That's the certified.
The certified shows 603 votes were cast, or ballots cast, for this ward. And based on the rules we determined last time, 31 signatures are required.
Is the minimum, yes. And he has...
And Mr. Hall has less than 31, as he stated that.
Correct.
On the record. Yes, sir.
May I ask a question, please?
You may.
Okay. So today, and you can ask me that, I searched high and low for the publicly data available, any transparent data to show me 603 on those numbers. I went to Ms. Gillette today. I went to the elections. They basically shooed me out of there because I kept explaining. I said, they told me that they got a letter from you.
Want a copy of this?
I'm happy to see it. I'm not. I'm just saying what they had said. And I feel maybe a dismissal is in order because the burden of proof didn't come from my objector. It came from you guys. He didn't have any of the data. He just cited this page right here, which says at the beginning, the 2025 election information, please note, legal information contained in this memo is not binding. It's provided to assist the candidate. And this is the only thing that he cited, which is not legally binding. I brought other things that haven't been refuted about that.
So what we have is a certified letter stamped by the county clerk. So this is from the office of Debbie Gillette, Kendall County Clerk and Recorder, her official seal, and it is her certification of the election results from April 4th, 2023, of which each of the offices that we're referring to is summarized here with the actual votes. And when we go into that, four precincts, you have the full total of, you know, Rusty Cornelius, Mary Alice Lindquist, overvotes and undervotes. So that total is 603 with a certified document from the clerk.
Was
so
that provided from you or from the objector?
This is provided from the county directly.
And with this information is what we prepare that document that you pulled up for the public who wants to run. We do the calculations for them. Some towns do not, but we do this information guide for everyone to, so there's no questions asked of what you need on there.
And I appreciate that. And I just said it's not intended to be a substitute for the candidate's responsibility to independently seek and obtain all information necessary for candidacy. So that needed to be done by the person who objected me, not just saying it with no evidence, and then you guys do all the work and then kick me off.
Cool. But we've done our work. This
I
is
agree.
What was provided.
And
so
it's just if it's me versus the objector, not me versus you guys, I feel I have enough where I've questioned it and there's been nothing said from him. It's me versus you all on this. And he brought the objection. Where's the burden of proof on him?
That's right.
He
here.
Doesn't have the burden of proof, but that's an interesting point. The Electoral Board is receives an objection and determines whether or not it's valid. To that end, as you were here, the chairperson of our Electoral Board instructed me to find cases supporting the objector's objection, specific objection, and we have been able to substantiate that. You had an opportunity to respond to that. You did not. You did respond with an objection to the other candidate, which we will hear in a minute, as soon as there is a conclusion of this hearing.
Thank you so much.
Do you have anything else, Joy? Chris?
I don't.
Kathy, do you have anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, what's the next step now?
The next step is for you to consider, come to a decision, in which case it will be my obligation to write a finding and to write findings and your decision for your signature, so that if the candidate chose to appeal the decision of this board, he would have that opportunity to do so before the Circuit Court of Kendall County.
So at this point, do we go through the objections stated and sustain or overturn them?
That's how we've done in the past. I would
yes.
recommend,
okay.
yeah.
Do you have a listing of those for us?
Yeah, give them a poll. Do you have it, Kathy? Would you like to read it off?
No, I don't. Running out, I do not.
So those of us who are late do not have one.
Yes.
Those of you who were on time have it. Thank you.
You're being abused again. Yes.
We were all. The clock still said 1:00 in some seconds. When
fortunately,
I walked
in. Thank you. Boy,
right.
I would have been happier.
I think, is it just the one?
There is one
objection
with 2 points made within. The one is the primary is the fact of objection that there is not 5% in the total of the signatures required. And the second half of that is that there are non-valid resident signatures on three lines, of which we did not need to deliberate, I don't believe, as the original issue of the 5% is primary. So what we're hearing is, and what we need to sustain or overturn, is the objection that the candidate filed 29 signatures when the 2023 consolidated election results of 603 voters requires 5% being 31. So, do we sustain the objection? I vote yes.
I vote yes.
He did not have 31, I would agree yes.
So it has
been... Or he had less than 31, I should say.
Yes. It has been determined your finding is there are inadequate signatures as required by the state of Illinois for candidacy of a candidate running in the 2025 election, being based on the numbers of registered voters who voted in the 2023 election. So you find it, I shall prepare findings, a written decision and findings for your review as soon as possible. How long will it take you to open that? Yeah, whenever, when, as soon as possible.
Okay.
I'd
okay.
like to give the candidate every opportunity to appeal this matter, should the candidate.
What is the time frame for that?
I believe it's 7 days.
Yeah, I believe so.
7 days from when?
I'll get it to
you.
From our final decision.
Or do you want it tomorrow? If you want it tomorrow, let me know.
Thank you. Yes, as soon as possible. I will get to work.
Okay.
Is it 7 days from our final decision today, or when we actually issue the written?
I believe it's
when
you
written
the written,
written
okay.
one.
Yes.
So we do have a couple of days. A couple of days.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Wednesday or Thursday.
Perfect.
And I would get it done within a week of today, hands down. All right. That having, would you please ask for a motion to?
Do we have to ask for any public comment?
Oh, it's a hearing. You can.
Yeah. Is there any further public comment? Questions from the press?
Oh, just a public comment. In the future, could you have the over and under votes be stated more easily for the public? So something even I was having trouble finding, so if you go to like the county website, I see the number that Sandy Hall used, which was like 523, something like that, not the 603 number, which I understand is the correct number, but that is what the over and under votes counted, and I had trouble. So I can imagine a member of the public having trouble finding that as well.
So it's a county issue? Because we are just given that number. We don't know how they calculate it. Am I correct, Jory? We're given the total vote, including the over-under.
We do get the breakout of the over and the under number. If we could always ask the county if it's something that they could display, or if we're allowed to display it on our website, on our election page as well, that's something we can discuss with them.
Yeah, I was just looking to see if you guys could put it in a note with them for like more easily the brief database where we can see it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.